Time now for three stories you should know, this week featuring George Vesey, author of 8 World Cups, among other books, and Shira Springer, who writes about sports for the Boston Globe. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Great to be here.
George, your New York Mets have made the playoffs, which is not the topic you're here to discuss today, but congratulations are, I think, in order, so you go first.
Well, thank you. I'm harried from the experience.
Can I say I grew up a Mookie Wilson fan?
Don't tell anybody in New England about that, Shira. That's your little secret.
George, please.
Okay. The story that stuck with me this week was Larry Brown being suspended as basketball coach at Southern Methodist University. He admitted knowing about cheating to keep a star player eligible. I have to note that I have known Brown since he was playing summer schoolyard ball across from his family bakery in Long Beach, Long Island. I like Larry Brown, as old-timers often do when they go back a long way, but I don't like what he did. Personally, I prefer good, honest, professional sports, like taking steroids, giving bribes in soccer, and, you know, deflating footballs.
Hey,
Shira, you have a great topic.
All right, Shira, I'm going to turn this right over to you. Do you also prefer pro sports
in all
their glory to the college games?
I do, and for many of the same reasons that George does, because I just simply think that college sports at this point is tainted. The NCAA simply can't police it all, doesn't police it all. So you know me, though. I always want to go one step further. I want the radical solution, which is I think sports should be taken out of college. It's a bit of a farce to think that these students are really student athletes at the very top levels of competition, because really what you have is full-time athletes who are fitting in coursework. And that's what you saw with SMU.
Or not.
I was going to say, or having somebody else fit in coursework
exactly.
for them. So, I mean, let's, you know, stop the charade here.
Right. George, you want the final word on this?
I would say this. I have a granddaughter who wants to go to a very good school as a pre-med major and play Division I soccer. And what do you say about that? It's a wonderful tradition. If you throw out big-time football and basketball, what do you do with everything else, including women's sports?
Yeah, also, it might be important to point out that female athletes, by and large, have higher grades than
yes.
male athletes in the revenue sports,
right.
partly because they're smarter, but also partly because they don't have a big money opportunity to look forward to after college.
And I was going to say, I wish George's granddaughter a lot of luck, but I have a sister who did the same thing, wanted to do the same thing. She ended up following the pre-med track, but dropping the soccer.
Mm. Women have more sense than men.
Exactly.
If there was ever any doubt about that up to now.
Shira, speaking of women, you have noticed that the Oakland Athletics have made a late season hire. Tell me why it's significant, assuming that it is.
It is significant. Well, a few days ago, the Oakland Athletics made history as the first Major League Baseball team to employ a woman coach. Justine Siegel, who's 40 years old, will be a guest instructor for their instructional league club. I believe she starts work October 4th, and it runs for a couple of weeks. Now, she also represents a trend now of women making inroads in men's professional sports, whether that's Jen Welter, who coached very briefly for the Arizona Cardinals during training camp and preseason. But I question if this is really progress. And my concern is, yes, these women make headlines and they're celebrated when they get these jobs. But my concern is there needs to be a pipeline. If this is to be true progress, a way for more and more women to find these jobs, to secure these jobs, and to make them full-time jobs that last years, not a matter of 2 weeks during the instructional league in October.
I think you make an important distinction between real job and temporary part-time job. And I also think the NBA is way ahead of Major League Baseball or the NFL. And my guess is the NBA will be the first men's league where a woman will be a head coach. George, perhaps you can speak to the issue of progress for women in the world of men's sports or lack of same.
Oh, absolutely. At the risk of self-promoting, in the which of course is what I do, the epilogue in my soccer book, 8 World Cups, shows me going back to Jamaica High School, my alma mater, where they still have a soccer team, and the coach was a Division I woman. The old school had gotten a 1-1 draw in a game they needed to win. And she said to them, "I am so proud of what you did, of the way you came back. I have nothing bad to say. You know, go catch your bus, go home. I'll see you tomorrow." If every male coach could pattern himself after a game, we'd be way ahead in all sports.
Okay, my story comes all the way from Japan, where Olympic organizers have proposed the addition of five sports to the 2020 Games in Tokyo. Japanese organizers want baseball, softball, and karate. No surprise there. They're good at those things. The IOC reportedly is pushing for surfing, skateboarding, and sport climbing in order to appeal to younger fans. All these sports are likely to be approved, adding 474 athletes in 2020 anyway. This seems to me to contradict the notion that the Olympics should get less expensive, thereby attracting more nations to bid for them. More athletes, more sports, more money spent. Maybe there shouldn't be any more additions to the games without subtractions. And also rock climbing in the Olympics. Silly. Shira.
I disagree with you completely.
Excellent.
I think this is great. And I think the key thing that you mentioned is some of these sports are designed to attract a younger audience. And I'm going to tell you right now, one of the biggest thrills at the London Olympics was watching BMX racing.
But not rock climbing.
Well, listen, give it a chance. Give it a chance. Now, what was thrilling about BMX racing was the fact that you could have a race where all but one racer crashed and was knocked out. I must say, though, I'm not really looking forward to golf in Rio, but I do think this is one avenue for the IOC to keep the games fresh and interesting.
George, what do you think? Is more necessarily better when it comes to the Olympic Games?
Listening to the great Jessica Mendoza doing so well on television on Major League Baseball reminds me of how much I loved seeing softball, women's softball, in the Olympics. And I think they got shafted by an anti-baseball sentiment. And I do wish that sport were back because it is a sport that women play and play very well.
You're not for surfing?
Or rock climbing?
I'm all for them, but just, by the way, in Rio, just stay away from the water.
Yeah, yes. It's hard to do surfing on the land, though.
but safer.
My guests this week for Three Stories You Should Know have been George Vesey, formerly of the New York Times, and Shira Springer of the Boston Globe. Thank you both.
Hey, anytime.
Thanks.